Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today in part one of our two-part series is Panorama Superintendent Sean Holloway. So how did the board meeting on Monday go?
Yeah, it went well. We had a number of discussion items that, you know, the board of directors talked about, reviewed our draft 23-24 master calendar. That's a kind of a corresponding dates calendar to what we've used in the past, so no real changes there. That will come to the board for vote at the March meeting. Also talked about a fairly large concrete project that, you know, that was brought up last month. So in our north parking lot of the secondary building, we still have quite a bit of gravel between the bus barn and the school building and then up through our athletic field parking lot. You know, so really I just started as, well, that'd be awful nice to have concrete there. Can we figure out what that might cost? So Greg Randall, who organizes our outside projects, has worked with some, you know, local concrete companies and you know, got kind of a rough estimate. But really through that process, I think what we realized is it's a big enough project that we're going to need to secure the services of an engineer to make sure we're moving water where it needs to be and those types of things. And so next steps there will really just be to find an engineer to work on that project for us before we go further. The board also reviewed the summer project list. Probably two biggest items for us this summer will be we're going to revamp our baseball and softball fields. So really there what we're talking is new dugouts, new press boxes, new storage areas, new fencing, scoreboards, sound systems. So really everything other than bleachers and playing surface would be new. So we're looking forward to that undertaking after those seasons are over. In terms of action items, probably the action item that had the most discussion that was then actually tabled was school director redistricting resolution. So Panorama has five board members, and we have five different districts within our boundaries where each board member has to reside. And every 10 years, those have to be reevaluated based on population. You know, so the internal boundaries of those five districts will move a little bit based on, trying to get an equal population in each of those five districts. But through that process, we also found that there were some irregularities in our district boundaries with our neighboring school districts. And so, again, just quite a bit of discussion there. Board members didn't feel comfortable, voting on that, on the five director districts when we knew there were some issues with the outside boundaries that I think have been around for quite a while. It's just, was a confusing topic that, we felt we needed more information on. So those were, that was tabled. And then the other two action items were set a public hearing for the 23-24 master school calendar. So that will be at our regular March meeting. And then to set the regular board meeting date for April, which would include our certified budget hearing. So that was approved for Monday, April 10th, 6:30. That's kind of a recap of our board meeting from Monday night.
All right. And you said that basically kind of the director districts was the biggest conversation piece for the action items.
Yeah. I mean, again, what the kind of the push and pull there was, we knew that we know that there's some discrepancy amongst our outside border and, knowing that that wasn't, how it needed to be. It was, I think, tough for board members to go ahead and vote on those director districts. We actually had a community member that, brought up the issue and her residence, based on the map we're looking at, showed her outside of our district. But then, when you go to the official state website, it shows her as a Panorama resident. And so, you want to get that cleaned up. I think the goal, from the board was, hey, let's try to get this cleaned up before we put a vote to it, and so that's the work we'll proceed with.
All right. And then looking at postseason sports as well, kind of getting out of the education side of things, both the basketball teams are still in the tournament. Monday night, the boys played against West Central Valley, and Tuesday night, the girls played against West Central Valley. That was second round action. Both teams, again, advancing for now. What's kind of the atmosphere there? Is there a bunch of excitement?
Yeah, I think so. Really all winter long through basketball and wrestling season, there's been good excitement there. I on the boys' side of things, I think what I've appreciated most about our team is every game that I've gone to, they've just really worked hard and competed really hard, you know, played to the final whistle. You know, there's some nights that the other team probably has more talent than we do, but I just really appreciate the way our kids, you know, our boys team has fought and, you know, just really put forward their best effort. They play with good energy and, you know, I think give, our coaches, you know, their best effort. So that's been fun to watch on the boys side. You know, on the girls side, very, very much the same thing, right? You know, I think our girls record, you know, we have maybe two or three losses. So, you know, they're obviously a talented group, very well coached. I think have, you know, aspirations of a state tournament or, you know, being right there, to compete for that spot. So, you know, obviously that's exciting. I think the further along you go in the tournament, you know, the crowd always starts to swell up a little bit. And so that creates, you know, a little bit more buzz and more excitement as well. So yeah, it's an exciting time. You know, both clubs are well coached and compete, you know, at a high level. And so it's been fun to watch that way. Circle back a little bit to wrestling. You know, I know on the boys' side, they're disappointed that they didn't get anybody to the tournament here this week. But, you know, just being that first season of female wrestling and watching, you know, really what I'll say is our wrestling staff, and I'm going to put, you know, the boys' side and the girls' side together. I was just extremely pleased at how well they worked with each other. We had, you know, some staff that had wrestling backgrounds that stepped in and helped the girls program get off to a great start. You know, so again, just, it was a fun winter athletically to see, successes, but also, you know, new opportunities and potential there that, I think is going to serve us well into the future. The girls program is actually a shared program, with, ACGC in West Central Valley. And, you know, there's always hiccups, in the process, but really was, you know, in my opinion, a great first year for that program.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
Yeah. I appreciate the coverage.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.